And I can speak for men, having sat in men's groups for 25 plus years now. So I've heard a lot of men talk. One of the things that I'm aware of, men don't express feelings in general the same way that women do, but you can see the sensitivity, the self-esteem issues, if you ask a man to dance. I mean, there's a small percentage of men like myself who love dancing and wouldn't give it up for anything. But a lot of men, as soon as they're asked to move their feet or something, it's like, no, I can't do that. No, oh, this is really frightening. They won't say frightening. They'll just say they don't want to, right? But it's the same issue. It's self-esteem just showing up in a different way.
Yeah, I hadn't really thought of that.
Is your husband a dancer? Are you?
I'm going to laugh here. What's really funny is I've always been a dancer, and none of the guys I ever dated, none of the men, you know, I've been married twice, neither of my husbands have been dancers. I'm currently married to Alan Finkbeiner, and Alan is a drummer, and he will, you know, he plays a lot of percussion, and he's very fluid in his motion with his percussion instruments and his drums. But if you ask him to get out on the dance floor with you, he refuses. Until last year, we had a friend's daughter got married. Oh, it was Jim Beiser's daughter got married, and we went to the wedding. And Alan looked around at all these men who were dancing, and dancing really badly, I might say. And he said, what the hell? And he just went out on the dance floor with me, and he's been dancing with me ever since.
He found he could do it. If they could do it, then obviously what he could do was good enough.
Yeah.
It's a message a lot of men don't get. And I don't know. I mean, I somehow have some armor plate or something on that part of sensitivity. So it's like other people don't like what I do. Well, that's their problem, not mine. I'm going to follow my passion, which includes dancing.